Test 7, Australia.
Hi, Linda. You have just returned from a four-month stay in the Australian outback.
Hi, yes. I was part of a team of students working with a paleontologist.
Yes?
It's not as bad as it sounds. We were looking for fossils. You know, these very, very old remains of animals or plants.
How old is very old?
Well, older than 10,000 years.
Fascinating. You must tell us more about this a bit later. For the moment, I'd like to know what your life in the outback was like. You're not really a country person, are you?
No, that's right. I'm from Chicago and I'm used to the busy life of a big city. So these last 4 months were really something completely new for me. I think country life in Australia is not like anywhere else in the world. The word outback stands for out in the back of the country. That's what the inner part of Australia is called. Farms are very large there, and the nearest town is often more than 100 kilometres away.
Wow, life must be very hard there.
It is. Travelling by car is difficult because the roads are so bad. Sometimes it's even impossible. Many families have their own small airplanes, which they use to get to the nearest town. Many children who live in the outback get their education at home. They are taught and given their homework over the internet. Many people live far away from doctors or hospitals. They can't just walk over to the doctor's place when they have health problems. So there are flying doctors who come by plane if someone is seriously ill.
Did you ever need a doctor while you were there?
No, fortunately not.
Now tell me, what is the climate like there?
It is the driest region of Australia, so the people who live there have to cope with natural disasters. You might have heard of the dangerous bushfires that happen quite often during the hotter months of the year.
Well, now let's talk about